Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes. I called and they hung up on me twice. Can I have somebody that can listen to me, please?
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I called twice because I got charged $92.90 for something that I did not order. And I want that to go back in my account. We're retiree, I cannot afford that. I was supposed to pay $4.99 to give my opinion, and I was never supposed to be charged for $92.90. And I cannot afford that.
What's your zip code, please?
06354.
OC354.
Yeah.
Your first and last name, please.
I have a hard time to hear you.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, it's going to be Gabriel or Rock Marku on my account.
Thank you. One moment, please. What was the first name?
Gabrielle.
All right. What's your phone number, please?
860-564-3765. 860-564-3765.
Thank you. One moment. One moment, please.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling up anything with the information you're providing me.
You have my address there?
I've entered the information you provided me. I'm not able to locate anything.
You have to have my address, and my phone number is 8603. Unless you have a cellular phone number, but I don't see why you will have my husband's cellular phone number. And I've been charged from you people for $92.90. So if you were able to charge me, I'm sure you're able to give me back my credit.
Okay. Could your account be under a different name?
Right. Barack Marcoux or Gabrielle Marcoux.
Okay. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
You need the account number that I was charged, or you have to talk louder because I'm 70, almost 80 years old, so.
Verify your address, please.
Yeah, 11 Salmon Drive. It's in Moosa, Moosup, Connecticut, 06354.
Thank you. And I see here you have our Verify screen.
Yeah, that I was supposed to pay $4.99 because if I give my opinion, they was going to send me that little jar, and they were charging me $4.99, which I think came either Walgreens or CVS. I'm not quite sure which pharmacy. But I was never said that I was going to pay $92.90. I'm 80 years old. We're living almost paycheck to paycheck, and I cannot afford that to be taking away $92 from my checking account. So I want to people to pay me back the $92.90. I'm very upset about the whole thing because I will never do that again. I don't care if they want to give it to me free. I will never accept anything like that no more.
All right, looks like you signed up for the trial. You were given the products to try free for 14 days. And once you went past the 14 days, you was billed the full price for the product and you're rolling the auto ship.
Never mention anything like that. Never. And never. They said just give your opinion and you have the choice to pick certain things. And I did pick that cream for $4.99. That's what they were going to charge me. There was never a question to try it for 14 days. Or anything like this. Because I will never pay that kind of money. I cannot afford that. So I will never do that. And I might be closing to 80 years old, but I'm alert. I'm not a dummy.
Okay. Well, I apologize about the misunderstanding. This is a great product. Protects your skin from UV damage and it's a natural supplement. I can let you continue and I give it to you at a 35% discount every month.
I have a hard time with what you're saying. Because your talk is soft. Right? It's not you, it's me, my ears at my age. And so... Yeah, the only thing I want to know, are you going to reimburse me the $92 or you're not? Because the bank said they would be involved with it if I'm not paying back. They said try to get it from them. If not, call us back and we will look into it for you people.
All right. Give me one moment and I get your account closed now. Once you contact your bank, they will call us and we will have to provide them the information you agree with.
Well, why can't you get why? You know what account you charge me. So why can't you do it right now and reimburse me?
All right. Allow me one moment. Let me close out this account, please.
Excuse me?
Allow me one moment. Let me close out this account, please.
You want the account it was charged on?
Yes, one moment, please.
It was
1 moment, please. All right, so they proposed that the account, and as a courtesy, I issued you a 35% refund back. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
So I did go ahead and refund it, and it's a courtesy. I give you a 35% refund back.
You will refund that $92.90? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. A 35%
okay.
of that.
So when is that going to be done?
I'm giving you a 35% refund, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't know if it's me, but I have a hard time to say, could you just tell me slowly, and what are you going to refund it to my checking account, to that account there? It's either MasterCard or either it goes into Turkey into my checking account.
The 35% refund?
What percentage are you going to refund me?
35%.
35%?
Correct.
Well, it's better than nothing, and believe me, I will never. So on $92, that's 6, not 27. So that means you're going to reimburse me $31.
$32.51.
Yeah. Well, I wish I'm going to have to take that, but believe me, nobody will get me on that deal again. Never, never, never again. Because if you trust those things and then you get screwed, we cannot afford that at our age. You're working, you get a paycheck. We don't get a paycheck anymore. And with the COVID, it's very difficult for us right now. So I thought that it would be nice enough to reimburse the full amount. I'm not happy with the whole thing, but I don't have any choice at this time, I suppose, but believe me, I'm not happy. So, and I hope to see that reimbursement in my account as fast as you can.
You receive it 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, all right. Okay. We'll see what happens. And see if you can keep up your word on that deal. So, and if you can get me more than $32, I would really appreciate it. I suppose you have people in your family that are elderly, and they don't need to be scammed that way either, because that, to me, that's a scam. That's what it's all about. So thank you, and have a good day.
Well, I'm